was a breeze for Leo and Chen in the off hours. Each night, when the trade show ended, they all just went back up to the suite and ordered room service. Fan sat on his bed and ate, while his two bodyguards dined on their rollaway beds between Fan and the door, their pistols on or next to their bodies at all times. But during the exhibition itself, it was all work for the bodyguards. The event lasted 3 days, and for 8 to 10 hours each of these days, Fan walked the huge exhibition center floor, posing as an engineer for a Chinese computer firm. Leo and Chen acted as Fan's colleagues, but they said nothing while Fan did all the talking, taking business cards and promotional material and asking techie questions of techie types from all over the world. The two quiet men with him were well trained to keep him safe and to keep him in line, competing roles that could both be best managed only by close physical proximity and constant vigilance. The 3 days on the conference floor passed without incident, but the last evening in Shenzhen was critical because Leo and Chen knew that anyone who attempted to go AWOL while traveling would likely do it either the moment they arrived at their destination or on the last night. The last night was prime time for a man to do a runner, true, but meek little Fan had given them no trouble, nor could either of them envision a scenario that had him acting counter to his